Welcome back into the show. If you just want to simply say hey on the text line, I would encourage you to do it. We haven't had the text line for the last handful of shows. I don't know what happened. One day it was working. The next day it wasn't working. I don't know what was going on with the text line, but now it's back. If you want to send us a message, I'll do my best to reply. Sometimes you guys get mad. It's like, it's in the middle of the show. You think I can just be like, wait, hold on. I have to reply to Bill's text. I will do my absolute best to reply to your text, but I got a lot of stuff going on. But if you want to say hello, if you want to ask a question, if you want to tell me you like the show, hate the show, you want to tell me rock chalk because you're excited about losing 31-17 coming up in a couple of days, you can do that. 913-586-7965. Really happy that football season is back here on The Drive. I want to get you guys some numbers before we talk a little bit of college football. And Rob, we might need to do an emergency people's court because I'm looking at one of my coworkers a little suspicious. And we'll talk about it coming up in a bit. So we led the show today talking about all of the conversation this offseason about the AFC West. I mean, I can play for you clip after clip after clip. There are a lot of people that picked the Los Angeles Chargers to win this division. There's a lot of people who picked the Broncos to win this division. Colin Cowherd multiple times has told me that the dynasty is ending, that the Chargers are here, and that the run is over for the Kansas City Chiefs. And you might end up being right. I don't want to come off like there's absolutely no chance that people are not right on this. I doubt it. I don't agree, but it's the NFL. Weird things happen all the time. If you are telling me that this is the year that the Chargers win the division, that this is the year that the Broncos win the division, you cannot pick the Chiefs on Friday. Because step one of breaking the Chiefs' dominance has to be breaking their dominance in the beginning of the season. Andy Reid in his career is 56-15 against teams in the division. Patrick Mahomes has played 40 games against teams in the AFC West. The Chiefs have won 35 of those games. The Chiefs are not just good in the AFC West. I'm talking about their 2008 Kansas basketball good in the AFC West. They are 2013 Alabama football good in the AFC West. If you play 40 games against somebody and you win 35 of those games, it's not realistic to me to come to the conclusion that those other teams are better than you. They got to prove that on the field. I don't care what you did in March. I don't care what you did in April. I don't care what coach you hired. If I beat you 90% of the time, you got to prove it to me. Patrick Mahomes is 19-4 in September as a starter for the Kansas City Chiefs. This might come as a shock to you. I know this is going to blow your mind. The Chiefs are really good because they usually get off to really good starts. They're not playing from behind the eight ball like other teams. The Bengals have been a good team the last handful of years. But when you start off every season 1-3 or 0-2, and now you got a must-win game in week 3, it changes things. The Chiefs usually get off to a hot, fast start, and they have an advantage over Denver, over the Chargers, over the Raiders, where those are the teams that are constantly playing catch-up, and the only way to play catch-up in this scenario is to beat them, and I just gave you the numbers. They don't beat them. So if you're one of the individuals that is picking a alternate team in the AFC West, you are more than allowed to pick whomever you want. The Chargers are good. I think the Broncos are going to be pretty good this year. There's other good teams in this division. You have seen an improvement at coach. You have seen an improvement at quarterback. There's no question about that. But if you are one of these individuals, one of these national media types that is picking or predicting the demise of the Kansas City Chiefs, you cannot be picking them on Friday. You cannot win the division, in my opinion, if you are the Chargers, if you lose a neutral site game to the Kansas City Chiefs. It's not realistic to think that at the end of the season you are going to win more games than them, and you still got a road game in Kansas City to go. It's not realistic to think that you're going to win more games than the Chiefs this season, Rob. That's my conclusion.